Hi everybody, you're very welcome back to What's the Story podcast.
McManus Pharmacy Main Street Clara are here for you, thanking you all for your understanding and patience during this difficult time. Get prescriptions filled, fast and in confidence. Phone or text ahead and we'll have what you need ready when you are. We have a huge selection of health and beauty products in store, as well as a private consultation room. If you have a health or well-being query, call today on 057-936-8852 or WhatsApp 085-851-7959. From all the team here at McManus Pharmacy, stay safe and well.
Coming this October to all St. Bridget Credit Union branches, the MyCU Debit MasterCard and Current Account. This competitive service offers a real choice and alternative to traditional banks through a full-service current account and globally accepted debit card. To register your interest and to be the first to know when the card drops, simply log on to www.stbridgetscu.ie. Find us on Facebook and Instagram or contact any of our branches in Clara, Moat, Forbann and Banagher. Don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. St. Bridget's Credit Union Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Broadcasting live from the little town of Clara, County Offaly, it's What's the Story with Lloyd Bracken. Get in touch today through all our social channels and have your say. Oh, and thanks for listening. Now it's over to you, Lloyd. What's the story?
Hi everybody, you're very welcome back to another What's the Story podcast with myself, Lloyd Bracken here, coming to you live from Raheen in Clara, County Offaly. It's nice to have a little bit of GEA music in the background there, because for this podcast, it's so fitting to have that, because we have three All-Ireland under 20 champions live in studio. And what these guys have done, they've given the town, they've given the county and a lot of places around Ireland a huge lift, because it's great to see Offaly back in the final and winning it. Yes, winning it. I'm going to introduce the lads to you now. Ed Cullen, Adam Kelly and Cormac Delaney. Lads, what's the story?
Oh, things, lad.
Great. Thanks very much for having us.
You're very welcome, lads. Welcome. Well, what is the story, lads? You were a bit late. What's happened there?
Well, we were off. Adam was enjoying another session of yoga. Yeah,
right.
I used to do it on a Tuesday night. Yoga.
So when I tell Declan Kenny now you were late for this interview, won't be happy.
I was having a nap.
Adam, we'll start with you. As I said, we'll try and get everyone in equally as much as we can. Adam, has it all sunk in yet? Leinster champions and All-Ireland under 20 champions?
I don't think it has, late. Like, I think the Leinster one now is a bit easier to say in. I think that's coming home now a small bit, but the All-Ireland win is just, it's just next level. It's hard to believe it still happened, like, and it's madness still seeing everyone around the county, the boys going around. It's mental.
Yeah.
It's the only word to describe.
Cormac, can you try and put it into words what it means?
Oh, it means the world to us. Like, sure, we're training since we're 6 years of age to win an All-Ireland. Like, our management the whole way up, we'd love to thank them for everything. We wouldn't be here because of them. Like, the amount of training, the amount of hours they put in with us, like, we wouldn't do it on our own.
Of course, people don't see that, the dedication throughout the years from 6, 7 years of age. I mean, you know, a lot of your life kind of, you miss out on a lot of stuff, do you, through that?
Oh, yeah, you do. Like, it's all commitment. And in 6 years of age, we're just training hard. Dreaming and the dream come true, like.
Brilliant. Ed, what does it mean to you then to be an under 20 All-Ireland champion and Leinster champion?
It's unbelievable. Adam summed it up fairly well there. Like, the Leinster one kind of has sunk in a little bit. You know, at the start of the year, the goal we set out, I suppose, was to win a Leinster title. And I thought, and I think the whole group thought, that we definitely had the potential to do. We were kind of confident in ourselves going out and winning the Leinster. But the All-Ireland was kind of something we hadn't even thought about. Going further than the Leinster, so that one really still hasn't sunk in. It's just unbelievable the lift it gave to the whole town, the whole county. It's unbelievable.
So from Declan Kelly's point of view and the other lads on the backroom team, like, were you allowed to get far ahead to think of an All-Ireland or after the Leinster final?
No, I think of all the people, Ger Rafferty was probably the one to bring us straight back down to earth after every single match we won. He was what was it he said to us before the All-Ireland final? He said, you're not great lads. And if you win the All-Ireland, you're still not great, lads. So he was always bringing us back down to earth, so definitely couldn't think too far ahead.
Looking for more. Of course, we'll get to the final shortly in that, but we'd like to get to know a little bit about yourselves more, and for people listening in. Cormac, your parents are Peter and Fiona Delaney, who everyone would know very well, and a huge Egan connection in town as well. How did you get involved in the GAA at such a young age, and who was your influences growing up?
I suppose my father, when he got me in, playing the Brother Urban, playing with the Sand at the start, didn't really do much football, but I kind of grew into it, kept pushing me into it, and you know what, that's why I tell all the young lads, stick at it and just keep going, because that's what I done. I started off by building sandcastles, so, and then you look 15 years on and winning an Ireland
building sandcastles in the Cork Park.
I might as well then. I know, but like, yeah, my father, my mother as well, like, my whole family just loves sport, especially to my two granddads, my both nannies, they all have so much interest in it. No, maybe my nanny Egan wouldn't go to the matches, but she'd be home baiting tables and everything, hoping that we'd win. And the minute the match is over, she's always ringing to see if we win. And they just care so much about it as well. Like,
yeah, of course, you mentioned your grandparents. We got a little message in, a request from Pat and Anne, Cormac's grandparents. Congrats to Adam, Ed, and our grandson Cormac. You've done yourselves proud and gave us all something to cheer about this year. Wishing you all many more successful years in sport. For club and county, that means a lot, doesn't it? The lift you gave people, you know, as well as family and people from around everywhere.
Oh yeah, it does. Like, you go home after the All-Ireland final. I think it was home 2 days after the All-Ireland final. We're out celebrating that much, but just the big hugs you get, like, the family are so proud of you, and you're so happy to give them something back for what they do for you all over the years. Like, it's just, it means a lot.
How important is something like the Brother Urban League to get kids that who may not be into sport, but
yeah,
it's a good
it's so
development.
Important, and we need to stick at that as well, like, because young lads, they go up to, you make friends as well, like, and it helps you so much in the future. The bunch of lads we met this year is unbelievable. We build a bond I've never seen with any other team in my life. Like, it's just, it's so enjoyable as well. Like, oh, I don't know. I love the lads, you know?
Yeah. Friends for life.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Adam, we'll go to you then. Your parents, Dermot and Siobhan Kelly. Of course, big, huge in the GAA and soccer and all sporting elements in Clara. Well, what about your influences, and when did you get into GAA?
Yeah, it was, like, they started playing from when I was 3 or 4 as well, you know, out in the backyard in the Brother Urban League. Like, if you went into naming names now in the Brother Urban, like James Short and stuff like that, like, all these people had a huge influence up along the way. But yeah, man, I regret. Like, I probably erect their head no more than I should, but I suppose I try to pay it back as much as I can when, you know, at special moments. Like, I remember I knew we went out to walk the pitch beforehand, before the final and stuff like that, and I knew exactly where they were. And just to turn around to them, like, after the final whistle and stuff like that, and see the smiles on their face and the pride and stuff like that.
It must be amazing for parents and that, you know. Of course, your grandfather, everybody in Clara would know, the Stan Dunn. Huge for Offaly Miners in the 50s and 60s, and of course, I played in all the great Clara teams.
Yeah.
What do you think he would have said to you for preparation for the big day?
He would have kept me grounded anyway, and that's a dead certain. He would have been still telling me to try kick off my left foot more. But
he's right.
He used to tell me it wasn't just for standing on. But,
do you play other sports as well, Adam?
Yeah, I play a bit of one touch, a bit of soccer, and.
That's a bad word here, is it? A mixed word in here.
Yeah.
Ed, what about yourself? You're not originally from Clara, of course. You're from the big smoke. You moved to Clara when you were 6.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, late.
Yeah. Now, I know you didn't have much choice in that move, but do you remember your first time coming down to Clara, and what was your thoughts?
I remember a small bit of it. You know, I was 6 or 7 coming down here, so the move down is kind of blurry enough, but... you know, even stories from what Dad tells me, you know, I was in the academy and up in Nave Olaf. You know, he'll probably tell you I was 18 months when I went into it, but I'd say I was 4 or 5, maybe played for a year, and then I was always just mad for football when I came down here. I do remember a few early training sessions. I remember Adam's mother, Siobhan, was our coach, and we were under 6s, I think, and so obviously people like that have a big influence when you're coming up along, but... The actual move to Clara, I don't remember a whole pile.
What kind of sporting idols in the GAA realm did you support growing up? Were they from Dublin or from Offaly?
Yeah, I won't lie. I didn't have a huge amount from Offaly. Now, there's obviously people you look up to, like, Louis from Road. Niall McNamee obviously is a great Offaly man and an unbelievable player. Definitely a few Dublin players. James McCarthy, somebody I still look up to. Try to model some of my game off his as well. So there's definitely a lot of Dublin players through the years that you look up to.
Ed, was your father happy when you beat Dublin in the Leinster final?
He was. He was absolutely. Everyone's asked me this question.
But anyone knows your father now. He's a staunch Dub.
No, he is. Yeah. But he was obviously supporting us, and all my family up in Dublin were supporting us as well. Just for the day that's in it. But he was definitely delighted. And I didn't even see him after the All-Ireland final then. I think he was, somebody tells me he was crying out in the bathrooms or something. I don't know. I didn't see a bit of him. But
surely there's a video somewhere, does it?
Surely.
No, very good. And lads, you didn't go to school together, of course. Maybe primary, but I know Ed, you headed off the other bright lights of Killina. Yeah. But from a school point of view, say from art school, Kieran, was there much mentorship there to get to develop your game and for GAA in general in the school?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure, we played school football every year, and our managers include Larry Mockler, Paul McConnell. Like, he's an ex-county player. He's a great, one of the best fullbacks I awfully ever had, and it was great to have them in school because you got out of class as well. We've done nothing then. And
that's always a big thing, isn't it? Get out of class.
I'd always say catch up, but sure, you never call.
It's like me with music. Some of them come down, we need a drummer. Yeah, grand, and they're get out of history or something. And actually, we'll hear from Paul McConnell right now. We'll hear what Paul has to say.
I'd just like to congratulate the three lads, Cormac, Adam and Ed, on a remarkable achievement. To be All-Ireland champions at under 20 level, it's a once-in-a-lifetime achievement. And the community of Clara, the schools of Clara, or Art School Kieran and Killina, are both very proud of the achievements of their former students. I can only speak on behalf of Art School Kieran and the amount of effort that both Cormac and Adam in particular put into the school and to school football. It was a privilege coaching them both, and especially in the way they drove the football culture. As I said, it's a remarkable achievement, and I think you're going to look back in years to come and just realise how big an achievement it was. It's really revitalised Offaly football, and I wish you the best of luck in all future endeavours, all three of you, and congratulations again.
Nice words there from Paul, Adam.
Yeah, it's nice to hear from him again. Heard from a bit too much now in my 6 years in the school, but
but you look back on people like Paul who had a big influence 100%. On your playing and saying, yeah, I remember what he was doing now, or you know, trying to get a message across.
Like, you don't actually see it until you kind of look back at games and stuff like that, but then you remember, oh, he said that to me a couple of years ago in a game and stuff like that, so yeah, they have a huge influence.
Yeah. Ed, what about yourself out in Killina? Was there the same support?
Yeah, no, definitely. There's a few teachers there in particular. I'd name Mr. Murray, Mr. O'Connor as well. I don't want to forget any, but there's a huge amount of teachers over there who are big influences on football and hurling, and just really driving the GAA culture over there. It's unbelievable. Do you know, it's the way you said it about commitment to the club, but this is like commitment to a school is unbelievable as well, because you're staying back after school, you know, and you just as easily go home. So definitely say a big thanks to the teachers over there. They're unbelievable, and even still I'm in contact with the likes of Mr. Murray. He's just a brilliant support, and even though we beat Roscommon in the final, he was still delighted for us, you know. So definitely unbelievable over in Killina.
Adam, what's the step up like, say, from playing in school teams and then playing for Clara, of course, up right in then to the inter-county?
Yeah, it's different for a while, but not so much at underage, you wouldn't really see it, but especially when you make the jump from minor to senior in club and the training and stuff like that. It's the other way around. Sorry, you'd notice it more in underage because the training wouldn't be as intense and stuff like that coming up to minor. But once you step up to senior, really, which we've been the past couple of years, the past few years, and you know, the intensity in training and stuff like that, it's not too different to what it was in intercounty. You know, obviously there's a bit more running, which isn't great fun either, but you know, it works out at the end of the day.
Cormac, what's the training like? I know there's great facilities in Cormac, Faithful Fields, but I know it was a tough during COVID because you weren't allowed to be together as such. So how did you manage training yourselves?
We kind of set up a group like on this app called Strava, and recommend it for everyone because it's very good, keep fit. But what we done is we done our own runs on our own, and we posted and everyone could see it. And you've no.
So there was a bit of an accountability then.
Yeah,
was that the thing?
There's a bit of competition as well, like, which is needed to succeed. But like, Eddie, and then when kind of you could meet up with two or three, we went up to the field, three of us, we'd done the hard runs, but you needed to do it. Like, if you weren't fit, you weren't going to play. Like, so we just needed to do the hard runs, and especially a whole lot of Clara seniors are up there too, and it's great to see, because, you know, we want to get back up to senior A in Clara, and it's so important, because if we don't, it's going to be a struggle. But that's our aim, and that's what we want to do. Like, we just love playing football, and we'll do anything to play at the best level.
Okay, so the work is tough. Ed, talk to me a little bit about the road to Croker then. That fateful day against Roscommon, beating Wexford at home, beating Westmead, because we could have stopped there, we would have been happy with that, the Offaly crowd, and then beating the Dubs then to win the Leinster final. Was there any kind of standout moments there for you through them matches on the road to playing Roscommon?
All the matches were unbelievable, to be honest. It's hard to kind of pinpoint one. You know, Wexford and Westmead, we kind of felt like we were much better, but we barely scraped by. And you were kind of thinking, like, when are we going to click? You know, there had to be a point when we were going to click. And I think probably the Dublin match for me, the Leinster final, it wasn't a shock, because we were all so confident. But it was just that finally getting over the line. It's a win that I think Offaly football probably needed over the last few years. We haven't been able to beat the likes of Meath and Dublin. And we were unlucky at Minor as well, when I thought we could have gone on to win a Leinster that year. So I think that was probably, not only was it a brilliant win, but I think that was probably more so than the All-Ireland final. That was probably a turning point for Offaly football, hopefully anyways, going forward. I think you need them kind of big wins. And hopefully now the next few years, I'm over age, but the lads can push on against the likes of Dublin and Meath. And, you know, because Offaly are more than capable of doing that.
Okay, and Adam, can you, I suppose, reiterate what Ed is saying, that, you know, the importance of beating Dublin then kind of shook off a few cobwebs?
Yeah, no, it is huge. And as Ed said, it's a win that Offaly football needed. Like, we were just back in July there, we were very unlucky in the Minor football final against Meath. I think it was a couple of points in the end, our Minor. So it was just like that thing of getting over the line. I don't know, I presume all the people have seen Cormac Egan's interview with TG Carr.
Yeah.
They said just for all the teams that maybe didn't get over the line. And that's what it was in Offaly for many years. And I think we just needed that one big win. And to get it against a team such as Dublin, and to play like we did, like we'd kept Dublin to 3 points.
So a bit of pressure off then, yeah, obviously, yeah. Going into the next round. And that,
yeah, you know? Going into the All-Ireland semi, like it doesn't sound great to say, but anything after the Leinster final seemed like a bonus. But we were happy, like, to get as far as we did, and then to coming into the week of Ireland, just going out, the boys going around the dressing room and stuff like that was just unbelievable.
Cormac, what is the, what do you think that did gel for the team after Dublin or before Dublin? When did you think suddenly, right, okay, lads, we're good enough here, we can go all the way?
I suppose when you beat Dublin, you think, oh, here, hold on, we have something to go for here. And we didn't fare Cork at all. Their game suited us, because we're a fast team. I think we probably played the best football in the country this year. We were fast, we were athletic, we could kick points from anywhere. But it was great, like, looking on from the bench, like, as well, it was so hard to get into the team. And even to get onto the 24 was so hard. The panel was that strong. We just knew when we got over Cork, we said, we're going to win this. And we're just going to go the whole way. No, we had no fairness all year.
Would you miss Ed when he's gone?
I don't know. No.
I wouldn't miss me.
I miss him, yeah, sure. He brought me to training every night.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Yeah. He's going to miss the lift, Ed. Sorry, but that's all.
He's going to miss us singing in the car.
Ah, yeah.
But what do we be singing, lads? Is there tunes in the dressing room and stuff? Yeah. Or is that allowed? Is that a thing? For someone who doesn't play GEA and doesn't know what's like in the dressing room, what is it like?
Funny story about the tunes in the dressing room. Declan Kelly wasn't a fan, and we played tunes anyway. We played music the whole way up in the bus. I think it was the Wexford game. So the first game of the year, we got shut down fairly quick. All the lads wanted music in the dressing room, and I was in the speaker. And anyways, we went in, and I think it was Chip said turn on music anyway, so we had it going in the middle. I went out to the bathroom, heard the music stop. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, Declan Kelly walks in, right lads, turn off the music.
Yeah, so Declan turned it off anyways. I got the AirPods in instead, was playing music to myself. I don't know what it was, but it was Olivia Rodrigo or something. Yeah. So I get a bit hyped up anyway, so I need something to calm me down. Yeah. And anyways, the boys pressed the power button on the speaker, and here was Olivia Rodrigo, good for you or something like that. So got the piss taken out of me for a while.
Have you any superstitions, or is there things you do before you head out into the under the tunnel? Adam,
I think Ed is probably the most superstitious out of the whole lot.
No.
He is. Yeah.
Why?
You spend that much time wrapping yourself, buddy.
What's he wrapping?
We won't go that far. I know, but there's superstitions, I suppose.
You see one lad wearing one sock up, one sock down, or whatever.
Putting on different boots.
Where did the mullets come from, lads?
Well, mine's gone now. I got rid of it last week.
Yeah, I just got mine off. Was that a fashion trend in the Offaly camp there, was it?
I think, was there only two of us? I don't know. I think there might have only been the two. I don't know. It wasn't really a fashion trend.
I think that every young lad in Offaly had one though after.
I think so, yeah. They were going around for a while, all right. No, it was just kind of, I was growing and I said,
I think something it was more different. Lockdown, wasn't it?
Yeah, the lockdown hair got really long and I said I'd try the mullet. Just kept growing it after that. Got sick of it last week, took it off, but I couldn't compete with Cormac Keegan anyway, so I kind of had to go.
Lads, we have another piece of audio here from James Stewart.
Hi, Lloyd. Thank you for inviting me to say a few words about the lads. I think what the lads achieved this year with the county was astonishing. It was fantastic to watch it from a personal level. I attended a couple of the matches, obviously, and it was great to get back to Croke Park to watch Offaly in All-Ireland final. But I think the work that those three guys put in, and indeed that panel put in under a fabulous management team, was a credit to them, and they deserved the rewards they got in the manner in which they played. It was obvious the work was done in the training field, and the Bison were very proud of themselves for what they've done. I myself witnessed them up during COVID times, the local pitch or the club pitch, putting in the extra runs and putting in the work that they had been prescribed by the coaching team. So it just shows when you put in work, you get the rewards. It's true of life, I suppose. And I witnessed those lads up socially distancing. They were very, very, they were a credit in the way they conducted themselves with regards to COVID, but they still got the work done and the work came to fruition and on our final day. So look, they're a credit to themselves. They're a credit to the club. I think that as role models for underage in the club, which we're all the time trying to develop and trying to improve upon, I think the three guys and what they achieved this year is fantastic for the younger players to look up to and aspire to. We had them up with a couple of the underage groups at training, and the young lads were starstruck by them, and obviously they were high profile at the minute, and it was great for lads to give their time to come up and share some of their experiences with the younger guys. So as role models for the club, they're priceless. And indeed, for adult football going forward, I can't wait to see what these guys achieve with the club and hopefully with the county as well. So they're credit all round. I said it was a difficult year with COVID. They were managed brilliantly, but management can only go so far. The young lads themselves, or young men, I should say, had to go to the field to put in the extra work themselves when they couldn't gather together collectively because of the situation that existed. So it's an even more remarkable achievement, and it says even more about the type of characters those young lads are. So I think going forward, if they carry that kind of commitment to their sport, we'll have many great days ahead watching the three boys play for the club and indeed hopefully the county. So best luck going forward, lads. Well done in the past. You're a credit to yourselves, your families and the Clara GA club, and looking forward to a bright future with you. Cheers, Lloyd.
That's James Stewart there. Lovely to hear someone like James, who has had a huge GAA career himself. What's it like to hear that from someone like James?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Like, sure, he's been there and done it. Like, to be fair to him, them words are just lovely. Like, it's hard to take it all in, but it's especially living across from him as well. Like,
yeah,
you'd see him out on the road and so friendly. They're so nice. They always talk to you. Like, and it's just lovely. Like,
I suppose, like, one thing I get from that, Ed, is just the pride in his voice. You know, he's very just proud. That's it. What else can you say about it?
No, it's unreal. Like, it, not just James. Like, obviously the words are unbelievable, but just the pride in everybody. Like, everybody said it. Like, grown men, old men crying over matches that we've won this year. Like, it's just, the pride is unbelievable. Like, obviously, I think personally, Offaly fans are the best in the country, probably the best in the world. Are absolutely unbelievable. They travel anywhere, but just it's unbelievable to see the emotion and everybody. Like, and that's probably what means the most to all of us, I'd say, is just the pride that it brings and the joy that it brought to everybody around the county, I suppose.
Yes, like I brought my own father to the match. He's almost 83, but he had the best day of his life. You know what I mean? See, and I was looking at, I got a lovely picture of him when he wasn't looking at me, you know, it was just lovely. just to be there that day and witness that, and we were going down to the front of the railings, you know, and you were passing by with the trophy and that, like, that's prices. You can't buy that. Yeah. Hopefully we'll see that. Adam, what's your take on it?
Yeah, it's special days, like just seeing everyone back in Croke Park, all the Offaly colours, hearing Uvalia chant.
Yeah, that's great.
It's just like mental. So yeah. Like we were coming out of the tunnel.
Was there anyone from Roscommon there actually?
Didn't sound like it anyway. But like we were coming out of the tunnel beforehand, and I think we were saying on the bus on the way home, you do the tours as a young lad up there, and when you're coming out of the tunnel, they kind of play fake nights.
Yeah.
That's what I think a lot of us genuinely thought it was. And then he just came up the top step and this wave of sound just hit you. And it was unbelievable.
Magic. Could you actually take it all in when the final whistle went? Or would you like to go back there and actually just relive it for the fact of just taking it all in again?
I'd say I was absolutely wrecked, to be honest with you. I didn't know. I could barely run over to celebrate with the boys. I was about to collapse in the ground. But it was, as Adam said, like the noise coming out, it was so loud that you actually couldn't hear a thing. We try to take it in, but not take it in at the same time, you know, don't let it get to your head or whatever. Just try, and the boys kept saying it as well, just treat it as another match, and that's what we all had to do. But it was unbelievable. The whole day was class.
Was there much nerves going up on the bus?
I was actually like very calm the whole year. I don't know, most people felt like that. There was a few lads said they were nervous, but I was just calm the whole year. I don't know, usually, not that I'd be a bag of nerves, but I'd be getting wound up or whatever. I was just calm the whole year, you know, just probably confident in the people around you. And yeah, I don't know, but Cormac's looking at me funny here, but I was calm.
He was like a psychopath going up for a throw.
No, on the pitch, yeah, but I mean before a match, I'm calm.
So like the dressing room on that day, what's the team talk like before you hit now? Are you allowed to say?
Oh, it was just, you know what, go out and get the job done, lads. They got us riled up, but they kept us calm at the same time. It was controlled aggression. That's what they wanted. They didn't want any stupid fouls or anything like that, but hit them hard. Joe Rafferty said, if he's not there, hit him anyway.
Yeah, it was never overly complicated, in fairness, from Raf and Deck. It was always like, I know we played like, I know people probably copped on and stuff like that. We played a bit of a sweeper, but like aside from that, it was just football. It was 15 on 15, move the ball quick, if the score is there, take it. And as Cormac said, yeah, Rafferty will get you riled up all right, but there is people there that keep you down to earth as well, and he done a fair good job at that as well.
When did you get a chance to actually watch the game yourselves then?
Being the goalpost.
Yeah,
it was on replay.
It was at 9:30 in the morning after I ended up in the goalpost somehow. And no, it wasn't actually that early because
video going around actually, you all heading back in like celebs into the goalpost. Yeah.
And we watched it in the Bridge House when we came back. We came back and in fairness to the Bridge House to let us in for a lovely meal and stuff like that. And it was class actually. Shane Lowry just arrived in and wants to just start speaking to us. Like, it was,
what's that like, Shane? Obviously, you know, humble from Clara, but an elite sports person now at the top of his game, coming into the Bridge House to see Elas.
Yeah, oh, it's huge. So it's huge just to have him. I know, like, I don't know a lot, we don't know a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes, I suppose, off the GAA, but you do know now that there is the backing there from Shane, and it's great that he's putting the effort in and stuff like that. And as you said there, a humble man. Like, he was at a league game against, we were playing Duro there a couple of months back, and he was just standing on the side of the pitch. Like,
lovely to see, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like great. We all seen the pictures of him when the final whistle went. It was the same when he was in the Ryder Cup on Saturday when he got the points for Europe. Brilliant, you know. Okay, we're going to take another piece about it. Would you like to hear from your manager, Declan? What he thinks about you?
He does no time for me at all.
He loves you when you come out the fog.
Okay, well, let's hear from Declan Kelly.
Hi, Lloyd. Thanks very much for asking me onto your show this evening just to speak a bit about the under-20s and obviously the three Clara lads that were involved with us this year, Ed, Cormac and Adam. Under-20 is developmental, really, is what we would have always seen it, and awfully that. It's about getting lads through the system when they hit under 20, then it's about trying to develop them that little bit further that they can make the step up to senior football. It's probably the one age group where it's where you probably gain and lose players is sort of between that 18 to 20, 21 age group. So it is a very important age group for them to develop wise. Obviously, we would have sat down there before Christmas to look at a panel for this year. The three lads would have been on the list that we would have been looking at. Ed and Cormac obviously were involved with us from the previous year, and Adam was going to be new to the scene this year. But with the year that was in it, you didn't really know how lads were going to come back to you, because a lot of the work this year, the lads had to do themselves. And in fairness to the three lads, we would have had a few spies out around Clara and that, and we were getting good reports back that they were doing a lot of work and possibly even doing more than what was asked. So when we got them back in around May time collectively, you could see from the three lads that they were from a fitness level and that they had all that work done and there wasn't going to be an issue there. And like, in fairness to the three lads, it's not something like the working shoe-ins from the working the two, like Ed and Cormac hadn't been on working starter from the previous year. Adam was only new to the thing. So like the working, as you would call, you know, certain starters. So they had a lot of work to do. And I speak in relation to Ed, like where Ed has come in the last 12 months has been phenomenal progress. You know, he's come from really establishing himself in the middle of the field at under 20 level in Ireland. And I know it's an area in Offaly where we're probably looking at midfielders, and I've no doubt if he keeps progressing the way he's progressing and keeps working, you will see Ed Cullen play in midfield for Offaly at senior level. I've no doubt about that. Cormac, again, is another young man that you'd obviously having to maybe drop someone for a championship match, in which we did have to drop Cormac for the second round of the championship, and that can go two ways. You can come along and decide this isn't for me now, or you can get the head down and you can, you know, prove that I'm very much part of this setup. And that's something Cormac done. I remember particularly that evening when I had a conversation with him, he put in a massive training session that particular evening before the Westmeath game, and actually said it to him after, it's probably one of your best training sessions I've seen you train in a long, long time. And he's, you know, this testament to Cormac too, that, you know, he wanted it. He really wanted to be on this panel. Adam, again, he was his first year with us. And I know he was probably really determined to try and make that 24, because I don't think a week went by when I said to me, Declan, what do we need to do to make the panel? What do we need to do? And that's testament again to him that he really wanted to be there, and he wasn't just there to make up numbers. And in relation to the three lads, they have worked damn hard to get where they have been at the moment. And for themselves going forward, it's a great thing to have, that if you work hard enough, you will get results. And I've no doubt the three of them, I can speak on behalf of the managing team, we're very proud of the work and the effort they put in, and I've no doubt the people at Clara are very, very proud of them. I suppose the next thing out for them is just to go back to the club and keep plugging away up the club, and hopefully Clara be in the shake-up probably for the Senior B this year and to make inroads there. Like, that's all I have to say. Hope you enjoy the rest of the night, lads, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Well, lads, where do we start? Thanks, Declan Kelly. We caught up with Declan there earlier in the week. Thank you very much for your time. Great praise for you, lads, all the hard work and everything. Ed, you'll be playing senior next year.
Apparently, yeah.
What has someone like Declan Kelly's experience brought to your game?
But the best thing he probably did for us, and I think it's so important that underage football, and under 20 obviously still is underage, is just to let us go out and actually express ourselves and play football. I think a lot of teams we came up against I know as one of the lads said, we played one sweeper, but apart from that, it was really just go out, express yourself, play your own football, play at pace, come out with defence at pace, you know, just really go out and enjoy ourselves as well. And I think that's probably the best thing he actually did, was just allowing us to actually play football. And I think that made it really enjoyable, as well as obviously winning.
It's Declan's great. Like, it's very easy when you're a player, if the game is in the melting pot and stuff like that, and you look over to the line, and if Declan was any more laid back, he'd probably fall over. You know, that calm and presence, you know, he had to turn around and calm Raph down a couple of times as well this year throughout the year. But yeah, no, it's great to have, and he obviously knows exactly what he's doing, as well as the boys that he has in there with him, in fairness. And yeah, as Ed said, he let us play mostly 15 on 15 football.
So Cormac, you'll be looking forward to working again with Declan and Raph next year?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It was a great year this year, and hopefully the same next year. We're we have a big winter in the gym, work hard, get in shape, out in the field, and next year I'm ready to go again.
Brilliant. So it's a wheel that doesn't stop turning,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
Constant commitment. Talk to me about the supporters, lads. We know you've heard Uvalde shouting. We've had flags sold out in Kelly's shop downtown. My flags are still on the house, actually, by the way. But like that has been unbelievable. The pride you have given back. You know, for Offaly, going back 2000 was the last All-Ireland in a hurling grade. Then you had a few in the 90s then with the football. Like, what does it mean personally to you to give that back?
I suppose, like, driving through the town, seeing the flags, it give you goosebumps. Like, it's unbelievable. All the businesses, all the houses having their flags up. And fair play to Kelly's. Noel Kelly drove down to Limerick for flags. Mm-hmm. Absolutely unreal. Like, you wouldn't see it anywhere else. You have people from Edenderry come to get flags.
Yeah.
And it's a credit to him as well, because him and Pauline, it's a great shop and we need to support more, like.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Great job, as well. Adam, how was the support been?
The support was just unbelievable from all around the county, but then it's just testament to Clara. It just is what Clara is. It's a small town, it's tight-knit, and everyone brought in and got behind us and stuff like that. And just even, the three of us might call down to the shop and stuff after training, and you're walking into Baggett's and the three of our pictures are actually hanging over the door.
Still there.
The word that keeps on coming up is unbelievable, and that's what it is. Like, that's what this whole journey, this whole experience was. It was unbelievable.
Something
and
you'll never forget.
Yeah, exactly.
What the boys are after saying, but like the support we got personally, I know the boys got cards in the post as well. Well, I haven't even got around to saying thanks to all the messages and phone calls and cards I got in the post, just wishing us well, saying well done afterwards. And like, obviously, if anybody's listening, like, thanks a million for sending cards and sending messages, because I know for a fact I haven't said it to everybody. There's just there were so many cards and everything got in the post. It was I was such a hectic few days afterwards. It was really impossible to get back to every single one of them. So just thanks a million to all them, and obviously thanks a million to everybody around the town for putting up pictures and flags. And even though we don't like looking at ourselves, you know, the pictures were nice and the same time.
All right, yeah, whatever.
So you're getting fan mail. That's what you're saying.
Cormac, maybe.
Has it changed you at all, lads, do you think, having the All-Ireland under your belts?
I wouldn't think so.
No, I hope not.
We just hope to stay the same, like, and keep ourselves down to earth, and no point in change because you've been All-Ireland. Go get two. That's what we often need. We need to concentrate, keep our feet on the ground, and go again. We don't want to be just winning under 20. We want to be winning seniors. That's our aim. We want to be lifting the Sam Maguire. Like you seen there the other day, all the legends, the Sam Maguire is back and the Conor back.
That was great.
It was unbelievable. Like, that's what we want. We want to bring that back to Offaly. And we're going to do anything that we have to do that. And that goes for all the rest of the lads all over the county. Like,
that's outside of sports. What does the future hold for you? Ed, we start with you as your college or...
Yeah, so I'm doing German and Spanish in NUAG at the minute, and I was supposed to be going abroad, so I deferred this year at college. And we'll see then next year, should be going abroad. So I have to see. I don't know what I'm going to go into, whether a teacher or...
And can you play GA then for college then?
So I played first year, and obviously played with the freshers. And it was unbelievable. Like, some of the footballers I was playing with, it was just class. Like, that was a brilliant experience as well. Didn't get asked to go for a scholarship or anything like that this year, but... So maybe if I was to go back next year or something like that and stay in the college, I might get offered, you know, we'll see. But the standard of football up there is unbelievable. So it would definitely be nice.
Very good. Adam, what's the future hold for yourself?
I don't know myself, to be honest.
That's all right. You're still young. Yeah, I don't know myself. Yeah. I'm 41.
Look, I'm not.
I know I only look 35.
I'm only after finishing the leaving cert there in June and stuff. And I deferred this year at college anyway. So I'll work for the year and stuff like that. And hopefully I'll have a better idea next year. It's very hard, no, when you're as young and
probably... I suppose people forget that, you know, and have to be forgiven. Like, you're only after doing your leaving cert, you know.
Yeah.
You know, people forget that you are actually so young yet, you know.
What still
about
a baby.
Yeah, what about yourself?
I'm down in Athlone, AIT, studying for a Bachelor of Business and playing football down there as well. So at the moment I'm in talk for a scholarship, so hopefully I get that and have a good year of football.
What does a scholarship mean, Cormac?
Means everything, like, because you're representing AIT, yourself, your family, and it's more football, and more football you have, the better you get, and it's it helps you with, like, you go into exams, you might get exemptions here and there, but just, you get free gym, gear, anything you want, really.
All right, so it's a good start.
Oh, it is,
so.
Yeah, it's benefits.
So, right, lads, I want to know a bit of background info then. So who's the messer in the squad?
Chip.
Tell us about Chip. Why is he the messer?
He's just a head case. Nice. He might say something that's not even funny, but you just die laughing at it. He's just one of those. I don't know what it is. Just pure messer. There's a few, you know, Gavin Young and Aaron Keelan, the boys from Road as well, be fond of getting up to Divilment.
Is there rivalry between towns, not villages,
just, Road? I actually, I was listening to something else, and I think it was Pat Flanagan on your podcast, and he was saying that...
Good drop there, well done.
Yeah. It's important, though.
Practice that one.
And he was saying how he's never experienced, like, it's well talked about that there's rivalries in a county setup, but he's never experienced it himself, and neither have I, you know, like, Clara supposedly hate Road or Tullamore, whatever, but I just think we're all, it was such a close-knit group. Cormac said it earlier on, you know, like, we're all best friends. Yeah. And...
In it for the greater good.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think there was any rivalry between anyone personally. I don't know if the lads experienced anything, but I was good friends with anyone.
Well, like, especially our group this year, like, there was talk of the lockdown and stuff like that and the way COVID worked out for us. But we only came back in actually being allowed by the government to train as a group way awfully on, I think it was the 10th of May, it was mid-May. So, and the first round we played was the quarterfinal in Wexford, and I think that was the very start of July. So... You know, we didn't have that much time to gel together as a group, but we did it. And that's just shows the characters that we had in there with us and stuff like that. It's just, as Ed said, we are all like best friends. Like, it's...
Who's the diva then, guys?
I would say Aaron Keelan.
Diva?
Diva, yeah.
Diva.
What would you mean by diva now? Would you go into detail on that?
Would have to have their hairstyle right now.
Oh, Eddie.
Ed Cullen.
Ed
Cullen.
Jeez, we need mirrors in the dressing for this lad.
Who's the worst hairstyle then? Is that a...
Eddie.
Cormac loved my hair.
I know, I loved it, Jeff.
Lads, do you want to hear from your parents?
Oh, I'd love to.
Give you an option.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, go on, well.
Who would we go with first then?
I reckon...
Start with Cormac, maybe.
Go with Cormac first. Okay, hear from your dad, Peter.
Hi, Lloyd. Would just like to say thanks very much for inviting me onto the podcast to say a few words about Cormac. Firstly, I would like to congratulate you on the podcast. Fantastic work, great achievement, well done. I suppose, little did we know at the start of 2021, our awfully under-20s would win an All-Ireland football final. And important for us, Cormac was part of that panel. To say we are proud parents is an understatement, as anyone who knows him knows he was committed to the sport from an early age. He always had a horror of football in his hand, and when he started out in the Brother Urban, all he wanted to do was play with the sand. But thankfully, over the years, he has improved. At the height of training sessions, Cormac was probably gone 5 out of 7 nights with both club and county, hurling and football. It is a different story, though, when it comes to getting gear ready. He depends on his mother for that. One thing about Cormac is he always comes off the field with a smile on his face, no matter the result. His attitude would be, you must train to play, which is a good example for any young child growing up. Finally, myself and Fiona are extremely proud of Cormac, him and his teammates, for giving us, the town and county, a great lift. We hope Cormac will have many more years of great success in sport and life. It is only what he deserves. We would also like to congratulate Adam and Ed for their part to play it all through the year. Fully deserved as well. Lloyd, thanks very much for inviting me on, and continued success with the podcast.
Oh, so your father there, Cormac, yeah. Nice words.
Ah, oh, lovely words, yeah.
Beam him a pride, that's lovely. I think it is, nice.
I know, they care so much about me, like, they put themselves out of the way for me.
But you find out with most GEA parents, that would just, you know, just go out of their way for, I know, Adam, your parents are big into sport, and your mama's involved down through the years and all that, but they just kind of go out of their way to get you the best, isn't it? Yeah. Is that right?
Ma's probably a bit of a hoten. No, I'm not going to use the word lunatic on the sideline of a pitch now.
We need them as well. Yeah, we need them.
But, no, in fairness, she's great. Like, I think it was Ed that said it earlier on, like, up at 4, 5, 6 years of age, up in the pitch, and it was Ma who actually had us. So for us to go, for us to go the whole for this, so I'm dealing with the whole year. For us to go the whole,
so the lads like having your man managing the team.
Yeah, the boys are delighted.
She's Cara's senior manager next year.
Brilliant. So we're going to hear from one of your parents then, Adam. Who do you think sent in something?
Definitely Siobhan.
Siobhan does the mainly the talking, but I don't know.
I'm surprised you do, but have a listen.
Well, Lloyd, how's things? I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to speak about Adam and what he and the rest of the Offaly panel achieved this year, which brought so much joy and gave the county a massive lift. Since Adam was young, sport has been a big part of his life, especially the GAA. From when he stood in our back garden, dressed head to toe in Offaly gear and having to sing the national anthem before he kicked the ball, to the Brother Urban League and then to his club, his passion and commitment have been huge. Myself and Siobhan have seen firsthand what the Clara and Offaly jersey means to him. Over the years, there have been a lot of new boots, shorts, socks, lifts here and there. But if we had to do it all again, we wouldn't change a single thing. We have got to know some good people, both from Clara and around the county, and we've had great enjoyment watching Adam play, and we are so proud of the man and player he has become. We are so happy for him, and of course, Cormac and Ed. Between them, they've lost their fair share of finals, so to win a final as big as an All-Ireland is absolutely brilliant for them. Also for the friendships they have made with a great group of lads who achieved something so special. Hopefully, the three lads will have continued success on the field in the future. Enjoy the podcast, lads. You're with some elite company now. And Lloyd, continue success with the podcast. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Dermot. It's Dermot Kelly there, your dad.
Yeah, no, in fairness to them, I was gonna try joke about it, but no, in fairness to the two of them, Da and Ma, they're great. Like, the support they put behind you all through the years, it's second to none. And you know, they have to put up with a lot, they have to listen to a lot, and they have to wash a lot of gear. But you know, as Da said there, to do it all over again, and a good pint he made there was losing our fair share of finals. Tell you what, like, how many minor finals did we lose? Two minor finals, two under 14 finals, one under 16 final, you know, in both hurling and football over the years with Clara. And it's just been, to get over the line, as we spoke about earlier on, it's
hard to pick yourself up after losing the final.
Big time, definitely.
But you've been on both sides of the coin now, so at least you have that experience behind you, but then you're champions now, so all that kind of thing.
As well, not wanting absolutely to feel the loss again. So,
Ed, who do you think sent in a message? I want to ask the lads, who do you think sent in a message?
It's not maybe even a question.
Francis. I think it's good. Logical Chris.
We're getting a slap. No, definitely Chris. There's no way my mother sent in something.
Let's find out.
Hi, Lloyd. James. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak about Ed. We're very, very proud of what he's achieved this year, winning an All-Ireland medal in Croke Park. Where it was an incredible day, an incredible experience from the Wexford game all the way through. It was like a roller coaster. And for them to achieve their goals, their dreams, was just fantastic. It's something that can never be taken away from them. And we're very, very proud of the panel and the squad and the boys there. And obviously, I'm very, very proud of Ed. It was evident from an early age with Ed that he had a huge interest in GAA. I couldn't go to a match without him coming with me. We would, you know, travel up to Bally Buffet, you know, on a Friday, or you know, down to Parky Rin on a Saturday night, or the Athletic Grounds on a Sunday morning. It didn't bother him. He just wanted to be with me to watch the game. And the best part for me was always the journey to and from the game, when we'd speak about what was going to happen, then afterwards speak about what happened and the skills. And it was very, very clear to me that not only did he have a huge interest in it, but he wanted to become as good as he could be. And I suppose coupled that with hard work, he was able to achieve his goals. So I'm very, very proud of him. But we have to be very, very thankful to Clara GAA as well. Without Clara GAA, there wouldn't have been an All-Ireland final there. Ed wouldn't have been there, and Cormac and Adam, because they struggle for numbers. We're not blessed with an awful lot of kids at that age, or young men at that age. So from the keep team going all the way up through, and their coaches, and what they gave the boys, and what they gave us as families, very grateful to Clara GAA as well. So we're looking forward now to the next 10 or 15 years, and hopefully we can get to see them achieve things on the field for Clara. We're very, very proud of them, very proud of Ed, and obviously going to wish him the best luck for the future and the rest of the season. Thanks, Lloyd.
Very strong Clara accent there, wasn't it? Ed, your father said some lovely memories of you and himself going to games and miles from anywhere. But you share the memories.
Well, we there's so many. It's hard to actually pinpoint any. Like we went to Dublin games up and down the country from literally O'Byrne Cup League. Didn't miss Dublin games for. We used to have season tickets. I think there was probably 3 or 4 years there. We didn't miss a single Dublin game. Maybe even more. And obviously, as I got older, busier with football and that kind of thing, it started to wear off a bit, unfortunately. But definitely memories you'll have for life. But he's dead right about all the, you know, talking about the games, taking different bits of skill out of away from all the Dublin players, and definitely watched them very close. But as the boys were after saying as well, you have to give huge thanks to your parents, and you know, obviously you can see their dad has a huge interest in football, and kind of like, you know, without that probably would have quit football halfway through playing, you know, when I was maybe 11 or 12 and couldn't win a match with Clara and just getting absolutely sick of it. And you know, without that, I probably would have gave up the football altogether. You know, it's as simple as that. So you do have to say a huge thanks to both my parents, you know, Ma, for washing all my clothes and the support she gives me, even if I don't want to talk to her after I lose a match, or just same to that, you know.
Okay, very good. It's lovely to have your parents there talking, and obviously that's there forever, so it's nice to go back and listen back to that and the memories. I have one last piece of audio here from what I would call Mr. GEA and Clara, and he was so happy that you won this finalist, Mick Sheridan.
Lloyd, I'm delighted to be asked to say a few words about the Offaly under-20 All-Ireland football win. It was a great day to be in Croke Park to witness such a fine game of football from Offaly and Roscommon. And it is great to have 3 members of the Clara GAA club, Edward, Cormac and Adam, involved. It was a great occasion for the young people of Offaly who would never have seen Offaly winning in All-Ireland. And I've never seen as many young people in Croke Park as they did in that day. And it's a tremendous for them to witness such an occasion.
Does anyone deserve that more than Mick to see that? Awfully back lifting trophies.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Sure, the amount of work he puts into the club and county, like he's just, it's a credit to him for himself. And we want to get back up to senior for the likes of all these people. It was disappointing last year, but for the likes of Mick Sheridan, all the OGs as we call them, but that's who it's for. That's Clara, our senior A team, and that's, we want to do that for them. And this, to win an All-Ireland for them, it's unbelievable. Like, all the people who were crying in Croke Park. Now, I didn't see it, but the mother and father, they were looking around and seeing everything. And it was all the older generation that felt it more. And the likes of Mick Sheridan, unbelievable.
Yeah, it's lovely, lovely. And thanks, Mick, for sending in that. Were you disappointed, lads, that we couldn't, under the restrictions, have a Clara homecoming?
I suppose it was...
Not yet. Haven't one, are we? Is there news? Are we having a homecoming?
I haven't heard that anyone.
Watch this space, as you know. But wouldn't it be lovely, though? You know, under normal circumstances, you would see Clara teams coming back after county final wins, and obviously the big homecoming of Shane Lowry, Brian Cowan. But is that something you'd love to see?
No, definitely. We definitely got. Big enough one in Tullamore, you know, as restrictions
doesn't code. Count. Doesn't count.
They were restrictions.
Tullamore doesn't count.
Yeah. Anyways. No, it definitely would be nice to see one in Clara, but I suppose we'll look at that in the future. You know, restrictions are still there at the minute, so we'll see how we go.
Okay. As always on the podcast, near the end, we always do a quick fire round. Okay. So, Adam, you're up first. Only 5 questions each. Not too bad now. All right, Adam, are you ready?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. First movie you ever saw?
I think it was Twister.
Best thing about Clara?
The people.
First thing you'd buy if you won the lotto?
A new car.
What's your favourite car?
Volkswagen Passat.
Who's your favourite sports person?
Thomas D.
And over to you, Cormac. Who's your favourite GEA player?
Oh God, this isn't quick. Probably Dermot Connolly.
Who's your favourite band or singer?
One Direction.
Your favourite movie?
Hangover.
Best thing about Clara?
The people.
If you could play for any other county, who would it be?
Offaly. I don't know. I'd never change from Offaly.
Good answer. Ed, you ready?
Ask me that one.
Offaly or Dublin?
Offaly.
First thing you'd buy if you won the lotto?
New car.
Favourite country visited?
Portugal.
What's your favourite song?
Favourite song, 21 Savage, No Heart.
Very good. Right, lads, we're going to test your we're going to test your
retreat. You know, he's just screaming in the car and the matches.
Cormac said he's going to sing it for you.
Brilliant. Yeah, well, Adam's going to sing the national anthem as he used to do when he was child before we finish. Right, we have £1 million question here. Okay, thanks to McManus's pharmacy, you can collect this check and split it into thirds tomorrow. So, are you ready? We're going to hand you over that there, over our screen. Which of these people, you're going to love this question, lads. This is an actual £1 million. Which of these people was born the same year as Queen Elizabeth II? Handy one. A. Audrey Hepburn. B. Judy Garland. C. Julie Andrews. Or D. Marilyn Monroe. Who's it going to be, guys?
Let me look it up.
Yeah. There's no Google now.
You couldn't have given me a worse team here.
This will test your team and skills now. See how good you are.
Queen Elizabeth II, is she?
Can we phone a friend? Yeah, no, you are your own phone of friends.
who's Queen Elizabeth II? Is that the one at the minute?
Oh my God.
So which one of these people was born the same year as Queen Elizabeth II? Audrey Hepburn, Julie Garland, Julie Andrews, or Marilyn Monroe?
It's definitely not this one.
I think it could be.
That's too obvious.
So the lads are discussing tactics.
Is Marilyn Monroe not dead now? I'm not being funny with you.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say they're probably all dead.
Who's Queen? Right, I have a question for you, lady.
You can't ask a question.
Who's the Queen? There's a Queen Elizabeth at the minute, but is she the second?
The rules are on the wall behind you.
Because she's about 160 now.
Can we get the year that Queen Elizabeth was born?
I have to push you for an answer, lads.
I'd go with
C for Clara.
Okay. I like it. That's logical. Logical.
It's definitely not. We'll go her.
Adam, we leave the final. Adam, you can be the captain on this one now.
Lad, we're going to go with C, Judy Andrews.
C, is that your final answer?
I don't know.
Well, you're wrong. It's D, Marilyn Monroe.
Ah, lads.
I don't know any of them.
You don't know Marilyn Monroe.
I know Marilyn Monroe.
Lads, is there any advice for the, I suppose you're young, but a younger generation coming up behind you now that maybe is into sport, but having a bad experience, not getting results that they want or whatever, you know?
Well, there's loads of experiences I could share myself. Like, there's loads of times you're going to play GAA or any sport, football, hurling, soccer, and you're going to not enjoy it. You might feel like falling out of it. I think it's important that we, like as coaches, players or whatever, they kind of look up to people and try and, like we give them enough encouragement to make sure they keep playing. You know, you'll always have setbacks in sport. You'll always have times where you don't want to play again. Even the same last year of under-20s, I didn't get a minute all year, and you might be thinking to yourself, I mightn't go back next year. I don't want to play. That's just one experience of something that I've had. But it's important that you go away, you do the work yourself, and you'll come back stronger, and it'll be for the better. You'll enjoy it when you come back.
Yeah. Adam McCormack, would you like to add anything to that?
Yeah, just the main thing is to just do your utmost best to keep on enjoying it, enjoying what you're doing, enjoying playing, because if you're not enjoying it, you're doing something wrong. But as Ed said, you will face setbacks and you will face adversity and stuff like that. But it's just how you react to it. You can't run from it. Clara people never ran from anything. Clara sports team never ran from anything, and they never feared anything like that. So just to keep going at it, keep listening to the people in the club, and you know, hopefully we can set a good example for young lads looking up.
You have set that good example. That's important to say. Which
hopefully
is great.
We keep doing it.
Cormac, we give the final word to you on that.
Yeah, suppose like as Ed and Kel said, you're going to get setbacks. Like we faced many of them, but it's how you come back. It's important how you come back stronger, develop your game. But what I'd say to the young lads coming up is the amount of friends you make, it's unbelievable. It keeps you away from the streets, all the bad stuff that's going on in the world. Sport is the best thing that can ever happen to anyone. And you're fit, you're healthy. But your friends, they're like family, they're like brothers to you. You can meet sisters as well if you want. But like, just stick at it and you make friends. So you go to a pub on a Saturday night, you have a laugh, something to do. Even if it's not the pub, it could be anywhere.
Okay, so camaraderie is the big thing. Lads, we're going to give away an Offaly jersey here. Signed jersey from Ed, Adam and Cormac. So who wants to pick out the winner?
Joe the biggest arms.
Right, here you go. Get
in there. Longest, maybe.
All right. Ed, is there a first name on that there? Who's the winner?
Laura. Laura Gavin.
Laura Gavin. Laura Gavin. Let's confer here. See, is that the right one? Yeah. Laura Gavin, yeah. That came in, yeah. Okay, Laura Gavin. Congratulations. You've won a signed Offaly jersey here by the lads.
Well done, Laura.
Yeah, good stuff. Lads, would you like to finish off with anything? Would you like to mention anyone, thank anybody? We're totally up to yourselves. I leave the floor open to you.
I don't think we touched on it there a small bit, but a huge thanks to Clara G. Like the people involved in the GAA, the backing we got, the support we got, and just to see the flags, the good luck messages, stuff like that. They're always there through thick and thin, not just this year, but over the years. And as Cormac says now, the three of us and the lads involved, all the panel, the 30, 40 of us there with the panel at the minute, it's up to us now to get Clara GAA back to where it belongs for the people of the town to get back supporting the senior A team, and that's what it should be.
I just especially my parents, I'd love to thank my parents. All they do for me, I wouldn't be here because of them, like, literally. And just thanks to them, and especially anyone who's helped me the whole way up. There's that many people, you can't mention them all, but it's to them. And also a big thank you to you as well, bringing us in. Pleasure.
No matter. Thank you very much for coming in. Ed, your last word then to yourself?
The two boys are after touching on it as well. Family is so important. So big thanks to them, and all of us are so thankful for our family and friends around us, especially to Clara GAA as well. And there's no point mentioning any names because there's just far too many to go through. You know, we've had different management every year, all the way up from under sixes. And it's tough because, we have such little numbers. Especially at our age groups, especially at mine, I'm a year older than the lads, and there was only maybe five or six of us at our age. So it's tough to get somebody to even take the team with that kind of commitment. So it's really unbelievable, but not just to the managers, to the players around us who are also our friends. There's people there that I'm friends with, and they drive me on. They weren't making the Offaly team. They're only there for the club, but they really drive you on, and they're up doing the training with you as well. So it's important to say it. A big thanks to them as well.
Okay, so group effort. Lads, thank you very much for coming in on the podcast. Hope you enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Nervous coming in.
Honest, yeah.
The yoga calmed Adam down. He's grand. He's going to get kebab now. He's all right.
No, but what you've done, lads, for the town, for the county, for everyone, for yourselves, it's absolutely fantastic. We even had Offaly candles after the match. There was not too many people like that. So, lads, once again, thanks a million, and enjoy the rest of your footballing career and wherever your life takes you.
Cheers. Thanks a million for having us on.
Wish you the best.
That's it, everybody. Hope you really enjoyed this podcast. It was great to have the lads in. And I suppose, congratulations again, under 20 All-Ireland champions and Leinster champions. But to finish out the podcast, we have a brand new take on the Offaly Rover. And it's from Joe, Noreen and Claire from the Rabbit family. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Sons from far and near, O Kennedy, I long to see where the woodbines are in bloom, and stroll the fields around for band and the wild birds in full tune. At Clonmacnoise I'll kneel to pray, on to Banagher I'll stray. Fishermen will drink in here of the ones that got away. some friends I used to know. I must pass through Killahi, where great sportsmen are laid low. By Crohan Hill I'll see you still, where in childhood I used to play. I must be on my way. Pile the brown turf high upon the fire, bring the keg in from the barn. Let the blacksmith sing his rebel song, the poacher tell his yarn. My friends and neighbors, fill your glasses to the brim, and we'll toast all our flea heroes from the heather.